So there I was, sitting in Pursin Hospital, a crowded hospital with lots of patients injured from accident. I had my cousin beside me. I couldn't stop crying. I had my right hand bandaged because it was bleeding so bad. So, how this happened to me? I was playing football in the charity's yard with my friends. We were having fun. There were lots of laughters and jokes. In my friend's opinion, I'm a riot and I have great sense of humor. They think I'm hilarious, so mostly I made up some jokes and made them laugh. My phone rang. It was my cousin. "Kambis, come back home. Your brother's arm is broken," he said. Still, my friends were laughing and had no idea how I felt. After seeing my face, they found out I'm super upset. I asked the teacher to let me go home, and since I was very upset and ruined, my teacher said, "Okay, go." I can remember I ran a lot. When I got home, everyone was there. My cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my brother's friends, neighbors, and everyone. I found out it was more than a broken arm. When I got there, my cousin said, "Go inside." After I went there, everyone was crying and yelling from sadness. All I can remember was that I punched a glass and cut my wrist because of the shock. After several days, I got back to college and everyone was helping me to recover myself. I was devastated, but time had made me calmer and calmer and calmer. It's been 5 years. Tomorrow is 12th of Awan, the day that I lost my brother. He was more than a brother to me. He was far more than a brother. He was more like a friend. I still remember a soccer match that we watched together. Lots of laughter we had together. Lots of fun. And here I am, all alone, with no friend to laugh with, no brother to watch El Clasico with. Brother, do you remember you told me to learn English because it will change my life? I'm learning what you want and what I want. I'm so proud of you, and I hope you feel proud of me. Rest in peace. Love you.